ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Health.
Well, it's a story we often hear as a warning, isn't it? That excess salt, sodium, saturated fat, sugary drinks drive up rates of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and certain cancers. And the cause is the increased availability of ultra-processed, energy-dense foods that contain high levels of fat, sugar, and salts. Now, as concern grows about the long-term health effects of modern diets, new research led by the University of Technology has examined how changes in what we eat also affect memory and brain function. Published in Nutritional Neuroscience, the study looks at whether memory function can recover after diets high in fat and sugar are replaced with healthier nutrition. Joining us tonight, Simone Wren is a honorary research associate from the School of Life Sciences at the University of Technology, one of the lead authors on the study. Simone, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, it's nice to meet you, Phil.
When we talk about unhealthy diets, we're talking about what? Diets that are high in what I described as sugar, fat and salt, are we?
Yes, exactly. So we are defining it as any foods that are high in added sugars and high in saturated fats.
Okay.
So we know that these are commonly in snack foods, so discretionary foods like ultra-processed ones that we love to eat as snack foods, but we don't really need in our diets. Yeah. Mm.
I hadn't heard this one, that unhealthy diets affect our memory. How do unhealthy diets affect memory?
Yeah, so we have some pretty good evidence from both rodent studies and also in people that eating these diets can cause us to have poorer memory over the course of just a few days. But we also see that these effects are commonly seen in like a couple of months of access or, over the long term as well.
Okay, how does that work? How does eating too much sugar and fat and salt affect your memory, or is it one of these things? Because I think your research suggested sugar might be the critical factor, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So in our study, we weren't looking at the effects of the diet on memory, but we were looking at what happened when we replaced the unhealthy diet with a healthier one.
Mm-hmm.
But the other research that looks at the effect of diet specifically suggests that it's probably something to do with inflammation. So we know that added sugar can cause inflammation, and maybe that is the cause of the memory effects that we see. But of course, we need to test that more directly to have a clear view on that.
Mm. Tell me, how much did it affect memory?
Yeah, so we know that rodents that are fed these diets for, say, a month or 2 months, they show poorer short-term memory to a significant degree compared to rodents that have never been fed that unhealthy diet. And when they're switched off, what was great is that we saw that these rodents actually show improvements. So removing that unhealthy diet meant that their memory performance was a lot better compared to rodents that continued on that high-fat, high-sugar diet.
Okay, so that it works in rats. How do we know that it has the same effect in humans?
No, that's a great question, and it's a very fair question. So what we know is that the parts of the brain that are responsible for memory and a lot of the basic functions are quite well conserved from rodents to humans. So we know that in people as well, that these diets that are high in fat and sugar do impair their memory. There's some really interesting research at Macquarie University and the University of Sydney, which have shown that these diets cause poorer memory recall in like verbal tests, but also in spatial navigation as well, which relies on the similar brain structure that's responsible for memory.
So is it sugar that's the fault here, or is it fat, or is it salt?
Yeah, so our research just suggests that it might be sugar that has maybe more severe effects or maybe more longer-lasting effects than fat. So what we did was we compared studies that used either a combination of fat and sugar or either fat or sugar, and we found recovery in those that used fat, but not those that used fat and sugar or just sugar alone. So we think maybe that sugar has a longer lasting effect on the brain than we think other parts of the diet might have.
Sugar's everywhere, of course. Is it a matter of degree? In other words, how much sugar do you have to eat before your memory starts to get affected?
Yeah, for sure. I do think it is quite a high level of sugar. I can't say for sure exactly how much that is in human terms. There hasn't really been much research looking at how much is okay and how much tips you over into maybe the impairments that you might see. But we do know that generally the lower the sugar, the better it is for your brain health.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, the question I'm sure people listening would like to know is, yes, but how, you know, is it a tiny amount or is it a large amount? I mean, do you forget where you live if you eat too much sugar, for example?
I don't think my research can speak to that very well, unfortunately. No. I would love to have an answer for you. But a lot of their studies do tend to look at very high levels of sugar.
Hmm.
So it's the foods that sometimes these studies use are like mud cakes, jam sponges, cookies, you know, so those kind of snack foods that are quite high in sugar.
Why is sugar the one, the culprit, more so than fat or salt?
So we suspect that it is probably due to inflammation, but we do need more research to look at exactly why that is. And of course, the exact mechanisms in people are still quite unclear, given that a lot of the research on sugar really doesn't measure cognitive health. A lot of it measures physical and metabolic health. So, I would love to know the answer and tell you as well.
Okay, but the point about the research is that it seemed to suggest if you stopped eating it, that things got better, or didn't they?
Yeah, so we found that rodents switched from the unhealthy diet to a healthy diet showed improvements in memory. And that is compared to rodents that continued on that high-fat or high-sugar diet. But the degree of improvement seemed to be incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is they didn't quite return to normal, which is normal being rodents that had never been fed the diet high in fat or sugar.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
So there's some permanent cognitive impairment from eating sugar. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah. So we suspect that there is some long-lasting effects of these diets, even after you improve your diet. But, of course, we were kind of constrained by the sort of studies that we looked at in our meta-analysis, in that potentially if these studies had looked at longer durations, we might actually see complete recovery. But based on the evidence we know, it seems like there is some long-lasting damage.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it's interesting, isn't it? That does seem to indicate that. And we know that sugar, fat and salt, high levels of them anyway, are no good, are no good for overall health. But cognitive health is another matter, I guess. So if you've spent years eating poorly, it's not too late, is there? There's probably value in changing, in getting onto it. But even so, there might be some residual damage, do you think?
Yeah, so I do think any improvements in diet quality is going to be beneficial. We already know that in terms of physical health, it's great for us. In terms of metabolic health, it's going to be great. And our evidence strongly suggests that memory function, which is critical for daily functioning, is probably going to benefit from lowering the amount of sugar and or fat in your diet. So even though there are some lingering effects, it seems, in the rodents, we can't really compare that to a person who's never eaten something that has sugar or fat.
Which is impossible in humans, because all humans have eaten sugar and fat and salt at some stage in their life. Well,
exactly.
At some stage in the week, I imagine.
Yes, exactly. So I think the fact that there's still improvement compared to continuing that sort of diet is a really valuable message here.
All right, get onto it, people. All right, Simone, good to have a chat about your research. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.